is iconic.
My name is Ben. I am playing a fighter named Sir Hector Isinglass. He is the sole male heir of the Lords of Hyrok and has unclaimed ancestral holdings in Drakenhall.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm playing Grognar, the half-orc barbarian. And my one unique thing is I contain the soul of the white.
Hi, I'm Evan. I'm playing a paladin named Harrier Wheelwright. And Harrier's one unique thing is that something Harrier has could destroy the Lich King or restore the life of the Wizard King. He does not know what it is.
Hi, I'm Becca, and I am playing a halfling ranger, Tava Greenthumb, who is the last heir of the Greenthumb Duchy, which was swallowed by a hellhole.
I am Rob Hanso. I'm playing Quincy, no family name. Quincy is a bard. I promise you that my one unique thing is not something that screws the party in any way or hurts the other player characters. I promise you that.
Ooh, holy.
Right?
Huh.
We'll see if your new rage rules work.
Okay. Oh my God. Escalation die five. Yeah. Hopefully we will.
Are you fancy 2d20 rollers?
Humans.
Oh my gosh. Well, my dice have sucked for basically everything except... All right, so it looks like I still need a initiative roll from Quincy.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Skezik got a natural 20. Because why not? All right, the kobold engineer reaches into his tattered and ragged bag. Looks like he's been, like, fire has been breathed on him. He's got a little bit of, like, St. Elmo's fire leaping to, between the fillings he's put in his own mouth, whether he needed them or not. And he is going to chuck an explosive flask at one of these Diabolist-inspired... Nope. And he will miss again. Cursing the Diabolist in all of her ways, Skezik goes, Harrier, as you stand there, the shadow demon kind of looks down at you and says,
you will never take the prophecies of Tatian, little man. You will be the vessel of your queen's and priestess's destruction. I will eat your soul and use it to corrupt her.
And he rolls to hit you with a big chomp. Yes, Tava.
Where is he on the initiative there, game master?
He's hidden, player.
Jesus.
That is some halfling bullshit.
I'm gonna put out an iconic bingo card for the month. It's like each time it says halfling book. Harrier, does a 23 hit your AC?
Why, yes, it does.
Harrier, you will take 15 points of damage.
Oof, wow.
As this thing just rends into you, biting deeply into your left shoulder. You hear the sounds of the metal of your armor parting as it just grinds its teeth to find flesh and bone beneath. Tava, your first action on 20.
Mm-hmm. Which means if I continue to be a skirmisher, which I am, I will also go on 10.
Yes.
Harrier, are you okay?
I'm hurting.
Okay. Are any of these guys mooks? It is escalation die five. We would have figured this out.
None of them are mooks.
No, definitely.
Ugh, rude. There's so many of them, guys. I don't really want to leave Harrier over there. Okay, I am going to start off by moving around these guys so that Grognar and I are coming at them in a pincer move.
Okay.
And then I will do a
So the one that Harrier's fighting is bigger than the others, is that right?
Yes, very much bigger.
Double melee attack. So I, oh good, I hit with 3 damage.
You definitely axe him right in the back. Grocknar, you're up.
Okay, which one was axe question?
This one was axe the question.
Okay. Yeah, the one to the right.
The first thing I will do is glare. And still on try to rage. So we're using new rules. I will roll a d12.
And then and 5.
I rage with a 9 because it's 8 plus. I'm in rage. He bled on my gong farmer boots. So I will make a rage attack.
It was an 11, so that is a odd roll. So you will automatically crit on that guy.
Assuming you hit.
He did.
I'm sure you did.
You have staggered this enemy.
So, since he's staggered, let me look. Because I have 2-hander, once per battle. Oh, should I use that on him or not?
Oh, yeah.
None of them are mooks.
None of them are mooks.
I will not use that free action to daze him because I will save it for something.
Something else?
Harrier. Yes. Well,
you're up. And then Quincy, and then Hector, and then another round of Teva, because none of my Dragonics rolled higher than a 3.
Wow.
The power of light compels you to die, demon.
As your blade cuts into it, obviously glowing with the light of the priestess, it definitely does sear a massive wound across the demon's chest.
Holy damage.
Quincy, no family name, and then Hector.
I have a... Okay. So, JM, what I'm about to do is not on my character, not on this official character sheet here, because it's I've got the up-to-date bard. I just killed the 2 high-level spells that my bard does not possess.
Okay.
Like, or because I don't have Sound Burst, I don't have Befuddle. Those are, I think, maybe an early version of the bard had that. But anyway, I've got Burning Hands, and I've got Cutting Words.
All right.
And so, what does the Shadow Demon look like?
It stands about 12 feet tall. It, although it draws the shadows around him, you can see that there is this fleshy entity kind of within. 4 arms, squat, thick legs, and a giant maw in the center of its chest. Okay. A maw that is currently filled with bits of plate mail and Harrier.
Quincy will step forward. Let's see. It's a close quarter spell, so that means that I can join Harrier.
You can.
I think I'm going to do that. Before I, I'm going to move before I cast the spell, just to so that I don't lose courage. And when I get up to it, I fake at it with my sword.
Okay.
Like I'm going to stab it. I need to hit it with Burning Hands, probably. It's got fire protection, most likely.
It does not.
Good.
My hands are on fire!
It works better if there's multiple targets, but...
We could always include Harrier in the target.
I'm really not going to do that. I'm there to try to help. I don't think I have any little tricks to get to make him... Nope. So here we go. So is he... D20 plus 6... You said plus 11?
Yes. That hits. Nice round 25.
Do you believe in average damage? What do you think? I think I should roll it against the demon.
Go for it.
I usually, if we were playing in real life, I'd be using average damage, but hey.
And you got the software to do all the math for you.
I know.
Basic edition.
10
points of damage. Fire just rages over it. You can see the shadows kind of peeling off, crisping off. A bit of the chunks of Harrier are seared well. And it is now Hector's turn.
All right. I am already engaged, already wounded. So I will, in fact, attack the one directly in front of me.
Are you in offensive or defensive rhythm?
I'm starting offensive.
Okay, so you have to roll 2 dice and pick the higher of the 2.
All right.
So as long as you are in rhythm.
Yep. So I roll again. Well,
it's identical.
So,
and it was like completely identical. So, you deal 8. All right, Teyva, you just see Harrier bring his blade across the Draconic's throat. Scales go parting. A demonologist icon badge just kind of hits the ground and rolls over and does catch your eye.
So you have fought dragons before. I was curious. And I will do my next attack.
Little ones. Some dragons.
Oh, the little ones. Not good.
Whoa.
It's odd.
Which is, as you are mocking, Hector, your axe kind of catches in one of the empty bookshelves where all the books have been spelled out as they've been pulling prophecy. Kind of catches into there, and you pull it free so that no one sees what has just happened. This Draconic over here is going to bellow out a call to the Diabolist. He beseeches her in some sort of infernal language to aid it and its allies, and it will hit two people. So I think it's going to try and hit Hector,
okay,
and Grognar. Let's roll some. I already hit. All right, so it definitely missed Hector, and then let me roll Grognar. Grognar does a 24 hit your MD.
Twice over.
I kid. All right, and applies damage, and. All right, all Draconics for the rest of the battle will deal one extra point of damage to you. And then, it's the Kobold Heroes' War turn who dies at your feet.
Well, that solves the ethical problem. He'll have a hero's burial.
Oh, Shinto beans.
Did you forget one of your hidden things because we couldn't help you with initiative?
No, I just rolled a natural 20 on Hector. This one kind of grabs you by the throat and jams its blade into your stomach for 12 points of damage.
Yeah, okay.
Not great. Must be some
Draconar, you are being attacked by one, and Teyva, you are being attacked by one. Grognar, a mighty 15 misses you. Teyva, unless you have some halfling bolt, no, it misses you as well. All right, Teyva. I need you to roll me a D6, please.
We'll be back with more of our 13th Age actual play. All music for the show has been used in partnership with BattleBards. Visit BattleBard.com for all your RPG music needs.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
You've been listening to the Iconic Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and more information about the show. Thanks for listening.